News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, new research has found that electric toothbrushes are the least environmentally friendly to the planet when compared to other toothbrushes. And for more on this, we're joined by Dr. Brett Doon, who is Associate Professor in Public Dental Health at Trinity College and the lead researcher of the report. Brett, can I ask you, what's so bad about electric toothbrushes that they harm the environment?
Well, good morning. I guess we need to remember that the environment isn't just about carbon footprint. So we looked at biodiversity, we looked at air quality, we looked at water quality, we looked at a number of things that you do when you're looking at a life cycle assessment. What surprised us is that 11% of what a normal person would use in resources, so mineral use and those kind of resources, 11% of those go into a toothbrush. So your one-tenth of your yearly use of resources goes into the manufacture of this electric toothbrush. And they're just bigger. They have a lot of stuff that goes into them.
Sure. So is the rest of those like cars and phones and stuff, but then toothbrushes are taking up 11%? That's mad.
Yeah. So can you imagine if you did an actual life cycle assessment on a phone or on a car or on an electric car, how bad would that be?
Okay. And what was very, very surprising from this report, I think, is that bamboo toothbrushes, which an awful lot of people use to try and be environmentally friendly, they're not great either.
They're very trendy at the moment, aren't they? Bamboo toothbrushes, bamboo cups, bamboo everything. The fact is we have to grow them. So we have to have land, we have to water these plants, we have to transport all this bamboo over in either raw or as a toothbrush. It requires a huge amount of planetary resource to grow it. And that's
okay,
that's the reason why they perform so badly.
So in that case, what toothbrushes should we be using if we want to kind of get it right in terms of the environment?
Well, at the moment, you go for a standard plastic toothbrush, and if you can find them, don't change the bristles, don't change the whole brush, change the plastic bristle head. And there's a number of manufacturers that produce just a little bristle that goes into the head. And the other thing is, ignore the 3-month recommendation for changing your bristles. Just have a look at your toothbrush. If it looks like it needs to be changed, then change the head. If it doesn't look like it needs to be changed, it's probably still effective.
So when it's splay, I don't change it every 3 months. When it splays,
I don't know what your toothbrush looks like.
Not great most of the time, but when it splays out fairly wide, that's the end of its life, and it doesn't matter how long that takes. It could take 6 months.
That's right. The evidence suggests once the bristles start to bend and look like they need to be replaced, you need to replace them. Some people might do that monthly. Some people 6 months. It's don't rely on the manufacturer's recommendations.
All right,
take an environmental view.
Fascinating stuff. Thank you for that indeed. That is Dr. Brett Doon, Associate Professor in Public Dental Health at Trinity College and the lead researcher on that very interesting research.
Very interesting.